In a Kuf Lamed Beis, Sif Beis. Ashal Adam Motzes Beis HaKnesses Kadem Kedusha Desidra. A person should not leave before Kedusha Desidra. Fine. End of thought. New thought. Rabbi Machar Siyam Atfila Oleinu L'Shaveach. We say Oleinu L'Shaveach at the davening. Umar and that said standing. Rizar L'Omer B'Kavona. You should say it with Kavona. It says that the Kolber says the Malachim come to hear, the Mishra will point out how Klaus was coming to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so they're all coming around to listen as Klaus is about to say Aleinu, and then we should say Aleinu at least in a way that that Bershom and the Malachim would be proud of how we present it. So in the original version of Aleinu, it says Shehem Yishtachem Lehev Al-Varik Vespelem Al-El Yoshia, which is the Pasuk in Yeshaya. So we have that Pasuk in Aleinu. And then you'd pause before you're saying Manach Nukarim. It shouldn't sound like Manach Nukarim is going back Chas V'Sholem on what we said before, the God which can't help. It was removed because the gematria of Varik is the same gematria as Yeshu. So they assume that we're referring to him. Maybe we were, I don't know, but the Pasuk is in Yeshaya way before that. Then we say Kaddish Yosem, which is why Mishabura brought the halachos of Kaddish over here, because there are more mentions that they have saying Kaddish Yosem over here. Filu En Yosem Vesekneset, Yosem Vesekneset, there's right now nobody who's in a state of avelus. Any person in the shul who doesn't have parents can say that the Kaddish. Furthermore, it's not really tied to the loss of the Kaddish itself is nothing about the loss of a parent per se. So if there is a person who has parents, Yochel Omroi im ein avi ve'imoi makpidin. So I know of a yeshiva where at least by the Kaddish Rabbanans, the yeshiva would say it even though his parents are alive. The Kaddish Rabbanan belongs to the Talmud Chacham would say it. The Mishnah is mashma that the Kaddish after Aleinu should be said, even if there's no mikra. We should say that Kaddish. It's not an extra Kaddish, like we saw in that long bir halacha. So therefore, even if there's nobody who has a chiyuv to say it, somebody should say it. Whereas the Kaddish after Shir Shoyim does not have to be said. So really, you have two options. You could either say the Kaddish right after Aleinu, and then Shir Shoyim and no Kaddish. Or Aleinu will shishayim and say Kaddish. But either way, that's a Kaddish of after Aleinu. That one should be said, even if there's no chiv. The Rambam continues, says, Yeshlam repeat the Maktaris, Erev Avoker Achmat Tfilah. A person should say the psukim about the Maktaris both in the morning and by Mincha. We said the Tefillah Ben Kelokeinu. Mishabur wants to know why we only say it on Shabbos. The Minhag Ashkenaz only say it on Shabbos. And exactly why we say it after Musaf on Shabbos, because really it was the Keteres was brought before the Korban Musaf. Even though in the Mikdash, they said the Shir Shoyim twice. They said it with the Korban Talmid of Shacharis and Korban Talmid of Ben Arboyim. So theoretically, we should say the Shir Shoyim by Mincha as well. But we only say it by Shacharis. Mr. Burr points out, fine. V'yeshu kosu, l'izor l'omer pitim k'taris, b'tech ha'ksav, v'olei bal peh, v'shim shamir, b'mokim ha'ktara, v'shirin shema yedali. Since the law is, if a person prepares the Torah and he leaves that one of the Samanim, he's Gaiv Miso. And the Samanim. Yeah. He's got one of the Samanim, so he's Gaiv Miso. So over here, if the person would be Medaleg because he's not reading it from Teichel Ksav, so we're afraid that in the mirror counts like Torah, so in some way you could be shy after that concept. Fine. Therefore, you should only read it mitoch ksav, and that's why it's at the Ramah. Sorry, the Ramah says that's why the minhag is nagu shalom b'chol. We don't say it during the week. Shemarim l'malachton v'chashin Hashem yadalik. Since people are rushing out, we're afraid of the people. So Shabbos, the only competition is they're running out to the cholent. It's not the same type of competition as they're running out to work. Debatable, but at least right.
I can see both
studying, right? So therefore, during the week, we're more concerned about it, so we stop saying it. There's a pasuk Hashem Necheni, Umishachem Avayotze. Some Siddurim have that actually printed over there when you leave. You're supposed to face towards the Oren, bow, and you say this pasuk Hashem Necheni. Okay. A lot of Mishabura. Long sif. Mishabura is cut in hay. So a person should not leave for Kedusha the Sidra. The Kiman the Oilam Miskayim al Zeb, Sarach Lizar Milazal Zubot. Since the world stands on Kedusha the Sidra, so a person should not just ignore it by walking out. So therefore, he said you shouldn't leave before it. So we have two reasons. One, that you know you should make sure that you say it, and one is that you should say it betzibur. So that would mean even if you're planning to say it by yourself afterwards, but you still shouldn't leave anyway because of losing the opportunity of saying it betzibur. Mr. Burr said before, we want the person to stay till after Elenu, the Kaddish after Elenu, because that's considered a Kaddish of Chiyuv. And the person should wear his tefillin until after the Kaddish of Kaddish Yiskabo, after Velitzian, preferably. And he said over there, and since it said Kaddish after Elenu, preferably you should wait till after then as well. But the mindless person has to leave, he has to leave. Kedusha Sidra, who Kedusha Zohar Letzion. That's referred to as Kedusha Zohar Letzion, is referred to in the Gemara as Kedusha Sidra. Okay. Then we say Elenu afterwards. So the Ramah brought, we say Elenu Shabbat, Muhammad. Mogan Ramah Kasa B'Shem Arizal, Yamruhu Acher Kol Hashalosh Tfilois. You say it after all three Tfilas. B'chein Nagim Adin Asenu. So some people, when you have mincha marav back to back, they only say leinu after marav. Da mincha, da marav, then say leinu, because you can go back on both. But although if you could daven mincha and marav separately, so apparently there was before the Rizal came along, They were only saying it in the morning. He is a tuna should be said all three after all three tefillas. Okay, now because of the chashivas of Elenu, so one of the questions that always comes up is, are you mechuyav d'makpid to say it b'tzibur, which is relevant in a scenario where Yudavin Shul has a different nusach. So Nusach Ashkenaz says it right after the Kaddish Yiskabel, and Nusach Svard has it all the way to the last thing in davening. So I daven over Nusach Svard, and I'm davening with the Tzibur, which is saying Elenu immediately after the Kaddish Yiskabel, it would be preferable that I should say Elenu with them. Now, I'm not mechuyev to, if I'm holding behind, I'm not mechuyev to skip to say Elenu with them. In other words, if I'm holding somebody Ashrei, so I say El Seder, I say Ashrei, Lamentzeich, Volitzion, then Elenu. But I just finished Volitzion, and I have a choice to start saying the Shir Shoyoim, Beis Yaakov L'chulban Elcha and the Shir Shoyoim, or to say Elenu. I should say Elenu with the Tzibur if I'm not in such a situation.
But if you walk into a shul and you're planning to go to the second minyan and you're at the end of the first and you hear them saying Eleni, you're supposed to say it with them, aren't you?
Correct. Now, vice versa, let's say your minig is to say it right away and the zebra says it later on, so you could actually, you should actually not say it right away and wait to say it with the zebra at the end. So there are various, whatever the Messiah you have for a nusach, you should keep it. We should say leinu bekavano. V'yesh lemar leinu be'ema be'yiro sifkat l'ches. Ki kol tzuo shemayim shemin. V'chash baruch ha'oymen im ha'maya shamalo. V'kulam oynim v'armim ashrei ha'om shekach alo yashrei ha'om shashem alakob. That they all gathered together to hear that how Klai Yisrael is praising the Kodesh Baruch Hu and saying we're so happy that Kodesh Baruch Hu is our Melech. And so it would be very embarrassing. He gets together with all of the Pamaya Shamala to watch the Shabbat, and we say it in a way which is it would not be respectful. Okay. Sivkot and Tes. Manatu Kerim. So Mishra says, you're saying we bow, we should do, you have to bow. Because if you're saying you're doing it, you don't do it, that's improper. That would be, can look like you're like not accepting what you're saying. Okay. Kaddish Yosem Akhulam. We say Kaddish Yosem after Reino. Shil Adam Sichem Lomer Kaddish Acha Shomer Psukim. The Tekana of Chazal was saying Kaddish, it was said after Psukim. Reino Yesh Kama Psukim and Sichem Kaddish Acharov. So this Psukim, you say Kaddish afterwards.
What do you mean Psukim?
We say in general, Kaddish, which we call Kaddish Yosem, was Niskan to say after the person would learn Torah Shemiksav, and the Kaddish Drabonon was Niskan after the person would learn Torah Shemapet. So after saying a Kapitel Tilim or after saying Psukim, you say what we call for this Kaddish Yosef. Again, it wasn't necessarily bound to being a Yosef.
Wasn't.
Kaddish is not bound by definition to only a person who's a yosim to say it. Later there are psukim we say v'edat hayom hashavuso and Hashem yimlach olam boed Hashem v'hayisham lemelach. So we say Kaddish afterwards. Even though Mikra didn't, any person could say the Kaddish, the minhag came to give it, since it's a milo, for someone who needs to say Kaddish, Eli for the neshama. So we gave this Kaddish over to them. If the person was able to actually daven for the Amid, that'd be greater in Eli Neshama than just saying Kaddish. But there's Tanim who can't daven for the Amid, or there's Gedolim who are not qualified or capable to daven for the Amid. So we designated this Kaddish for them. So the Medrash brings a story with Rabbi Kiva, that he was traveling in the Derech and he saw a person and he said hello to the person. He said, shalom to the person. The person did not respond. And the person continued on, and then the person came to him in a dream, and this person was working very hard, etc. So he says that he's not alive anymore. That's why he didn't respond to him. And he was set to do this work, which, because it's a punishment for his averus. So Rabbi Kiva asked him, is there any tikkun? I said, I heard that if my child, I know my wife was expecting, but my child will go and say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, it'll be an Ilur for my neshama. So he went and tracked down the woman, he tracked down the child, and the child was a wild child, and he trained him to learn Torah, and then he taught him, brought him the Kaddish. And again, he had a dream. The person came to him in a dream and says that he shared a bracha because he was able to bring manucha to him for the schus of his child saying Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So that's true, that that's an ili for the neshama. It's a telos ha'gol, it's a tremendous help for the neshama. And even more so during the first year. But there, he's not saying there's not a mile of saying a kaddish afterwards, just the eager... The main focus is during the first year.
What does it mean? If
there's no borchu involved, there's no. You don't. It's not part of tefillah, per se. So all of this is kaddish. So we gave us kaddish to the assignment.
What about like an Eretz Yisrael, even Ashkenazim say borchu after?
So I think that I think Pashas the Cotton can't say that. They would have to have a gadol say that. So b'simen hitakti b'birlocha kolti dikadosh b'kitzur b'shem amar kedushin yikar. We saw the birlocha, all the lochas of kadosh. Okay, you see the berhetev has his version of it up above. That's a long berhetev. That's that long birlocha that we saw yesterday. That corresponds to that long berhetev. Okay, and even a person who has an Ava Aim is able to say it. It's not, again, meeker that it's not limited to only a person who is an availus or who is lacking a parent. But since it's become associated with that, the parents would be mocked, but he shouldn't say it. If his parents are not mocked, but he could say it. He only should say it if he feels confident the parents will not mind. Well, people daven for the Amid usually are because they're Chayuvim. My son should daven for the Amid. People think he's a Chayuv. No, we're not looking at the Chayuv of the possibility. But the Chiddush over here is, since it's specifically usually said by Dafka by a person who's in a Bayless, so the parent might be uncomfortable that the child is saying it. Okay. And you should say, Peter Mekhtaris, Erevoker Achrat Tefillin. Yud Beis, Yesh Lermer. Ne Yahad Khtaris, Shakhtaris, Mekhtaris, Mepamayim, Bechol, Yoyim, Kemosh, Kosa, Betar. They're Mat Khtaris twice a day, in the morning and the evening, so you should say the psukim which correspond to the Haktorah, based on the concept of Neshama Formas Hoseino, that we bring the Korban through our tefillah, through our words, so we should say it twice a day. Erev hanu achat tefillah samincha kadam lo, the Torah is always maktir malayla. It has to be, when it says Erev, it doesn't mean nighttime, because they didn't bring it nighttime, it meant the end of the day, in conjunction with mincha. So now, if mincha is running late, and by saying pita mekhtaris, you would push mincha into the nighttime, you skip pita mekhtaris, you actually even skip asrei in that situation. I think we had this once. So you should say three psukim to be able to say the kaddish beforehand. We were at the camp. We went on the to take everybody together. On the way back, they stopped at the Tam Mincha to take everybody together, get everybody focused. It's running very late. So we did... they skipped Ashrei. They would skip Ashrei. Boikar Akra Tfilo. You say it in the evening and in the morning after
the davening. You can't do the Ashrei after you finish davening,
but
now you're ready
to the Shemana
before dawn. Or you just skip it completely.
You skip it completely, yeah, I think so. B'chal, there's a shaila why we say it afterwards, because there's a person saying a Shevach after he finished davening. Looks like he's confident that his tefillah was in his kabbal, and really maybe his tefillah wasn't his kabbal, and also it looks like he's a Baal Gaiva, and that itself would be a reason
all
why he's not in his kabbal.
Is make up what he lost, though.
Right. We discussed that. The person came late and he skipped parts of Zimra.
Yeah.
Should he say it after davening?
Yeah.
So we brought Orcha Shulchan said no for that reason. Mm-hmm. Others say yes.
So they would not say that in that situation you skip the Ashrei before and you don't say the Kaddish then. Obviously, you were saying something about saying.
You say three psukim. Yeah. It's not a very common issue. Right? But they're so tight for time that the Ashrei is going to make a difference. But. Well.
What's the matter with saying Ashmei or Zukei Zemre after
davening? After davening, after if you forgot it before davening, you say it out. You don't. Rosh Hashanah says you don't say it afterwards.
Why?
Because it looks like you're feeling confident that your tefillah, that your tefillahs are right to be answered, and that itself will be a reason why your tefillahs are not answered.
I'm sorry, if you do what, you're showing yourself?
If a person comes after he finishes asking from the king, he starts saying praises, that's could be perceived that I feel confident the king is interested in, you know, I feel so good that the king answered me. Well, I don't know if the king answered you yet.
Ashrei would constitute.
So that's one of the questions, why we say Ashrei after in the morning after Shemoneh Esrei. But the Rosh Hashulchan says, well, that's established already, but to say extra. Mm-hmm. You know, tell them that situation. Go back to the Pesuk HaZimri, you wouldn't do that.
And everybody holds that you should not say the Ashrei after Mincha, Shemoneh Esrei. Is that true? I thought that they were...
Correct. That's for this reason. Right? So over there, it was Niska and Ezech HaGdoma to Shemoneh Esrei. So we don't have a real reason to say it, so...
Except the concept of saying it three times.
Right. So you'll have to get your Olam Haba tomorrow. The Torah went together with the Korban Tamid. So why do we say it after Musaf on Shabbos or Yom Tov? So maybe the answer is we should say it beforehand, but we want the Tamid to end with some learning. The Shloah says you say it twice, but the Rizal says the Ksavim is from the Chaim Vital, the name of the Rizal. It prevents the Klipas from attaching themselves to the Tefillah. So the Shloah says, so the Rikrutz one is say it is before, right after Shachar, before Musaf. So do that. And then say it again to remember the Klipas. So he would say it twice. You would say the shear of that day. That we have that brisa, actually it's a mishnah at the end of Masechtas Tamid that lists out every single day what they said. We say it on Shabbos, so they didn't say that every day.
I'm confused. I'm sorry. Why would we say it on Shabbos and not say it on
The Rambam says we say Ashir Shalom Mitosh. So the Magen Rambam says that it doesn't mean you say the Mishnah over there which says Yom Rishon they said this, Yom Rishon they said that. You don't read that whole paragraph. You're just saying Yom Rishon. You say what they said on Yom Rishon.
The actual Shir, yeah.
Okay, that they only said by Shacharis. Now we only said the Shir Shoyim by Shacharis. So the Mishnah, why? Luchar after the Mikdash Shoyim Shir Al Niskei Yain Gam Al Tomin Shabin Aboyim. So Shir is Ain Shir is connected always with wine. So when was the time the Levim would say the Shir? The Korban Tomin always had a Korban Nesachim of wine with it. They would pour the wine on the Mizbeach. While they're pouring the wine on the Mizbeach, the Levim would say the Shir of the Yoyim. And they would do it by Shachar and by Mincha, because it's the din of the Niske Yayin by Shachar and Mincha. Niske Yayin by Shachar and Mincha. Okay, they should come up Pomim Hoyo Kahanim Trudim, Oyvim, and the Sachim Shabin Arboim Belaila. Belaila Ein Omrim Shira. If they're forced to bring the Niske Yayin Belaila, that's Kosher. But you don't say the Shira Belaila. If you have no Yom Rimmer, Shira Beshachar Zavat. So now, what about on Yom Tov? So we say the same shir and we say regularly. That the Masechta the Seferim has a list of different, that on Yom Tov they would say a different shir. Like you see with the Gemara, that in Rosh Hashanah they said the Shir Shem, which we say on Thursday, talked about Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar, that was said on Rosh Hashanah, whatever day of the week it was. Right? So the Yom Tov had its own Shir, which was connected to the Yom Tov. So what do you do on Yom Tov? Do we say the Shir of the day of the week, or which standard Nusach Ashkenaz is? Or do you say the Shir, which the Masechta Sofer says they would say in the Mikdash on the Yom Tov? So the Gros says you say like the Masechta Sofer. So Minhag HaGro, they would actually say different. And then once that's true, they also made a special Shir for Chanukah and for Purim. Instead of saying the Shir Shoyom, they would say Lam Nesech Aliyas HaShachar, which the Gemara says is referring to the Tefillah of Esther. So they would say that capital and not the Shir Shoyom, according to the HaGro. So Mishnah Berurah talks about it later on, he says.
That's why they do an Eretz Yisrael.
Right, that's why they do an Eretz Yisrael, like that, because the Minhag HaGro. Shami Adalik, so we don't say it during the weekday because we're afraid that a person would forget to say one of the ingredients and he's Chayav Misa. So Beis Yosef says that's a strange reason. So the Beis Yosef quotes this from the Mari Avuav. He says the Haloi Be'ein Misa Alu Be'Haktor Alu Be'Mira. I understand if a person will be makir of the terrorist lacking one of the simonim is chayiv misa. But if you just say it, you're not chayiv misa. When did misa be amazed? If he forgot, he's not amazed. Therefore, the Beis Yosef, you would say it every day, which is why people, the Nusach started, they say it every day. Then he points out those who only say it on Shabbos to make sure they say it from the Siddur. And you'll notice that there's some sort of neighbor minute that count. Because they want to make sure they have 11. So you'll see they'll count with their fingers as they're going along to make sure they get 11. So the Rambam says that the minute is that you're mishtachabe when you leave. Why is that? The mikdash nami kishagamro avoid or mishtachabe meyotzim. The minhag was that they would bow as they went out, that when they would leave the mikdash, they would bow. Okay, what time is it? 8:13. Okay, but Simon Kufla Megimel. In Kaparan, I got to Simon right now. V'Shabbos Yom Tov, Ein Omrim Baruch Hu Acher Kadosh Basra. So, Shabbos Yom Tov, we don't say the Baruch Hu because you said it right. People, even if a person missed the original Baruch Hu, they were able to catch it by Laney. So we assume that even if a person came late, chances are he made laning. So you don't need to say it after the Baruch Hu, after the Kaddish Basra. I feel a malkum shenoy gula amr b'moysel chol. Even though we're referring to a place where they do say it during the week, some people maybe were not able to make it to shul for Baruch Hu. Or on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we assume that everybody, you know, during the week they're tarred with work, etc. On Shabbos, well, how could somebody come late to davening on Shabbos? They had a strange world, right? That during the weekday, people sometimes came late, missed davening or whatever it is. But on Shabbos, no, nobody missed davening on Shabbos, or nobody came late to davening on Shabbos.
You have to be quite. I mean, because just hearing Baruch Hu by Kriyas HaTorah also counts, right?
Correct. So, Mishnah Berurah, Halacha Malkum. Mr. Lerman, the Yeshu Kamer Shenogim Lerman Kaddish U Baruch Hu Acher Gemara Tefillah. She's Balul Kol Tzir, but they would say Baruch Hu at the end. Mishnah Pama Yesh Eze Yechidim Shabo Acher Baruch Hu V'Lo Shama Baruch Hu, because maybe somebody came late and missed Baruch Hu. So because of that, they instituted the Seah Baruch Hu at the end to be mizaka that person with the Baruch Hu as well. That beaker, that Baruch Hu really should be said in conjunction with a tefillah afterwards. The Baruch Hu really was said as a hakdama to being parash al Hashma. So if there is a person who came late, and that's what they're holding, they should say the Baruch Hu and then say the first Baruch Hu out loud. That's really would be the preferred thing. So even though everybody heard the Maisa, we instituted this because of this concern. Whereas on Shabbos, a kol boyim, everybody comes. The feeling me'er le'echot shen yisachar lo v'achar baruch hu mekom lokom yistam akvar shama baruch hu me'olam la'tara. Even though they might have missed it earlier, but they'll catch it by lightning. So that's why we. So really, if there is an individual who did not hear Baruch Hu, and he's really holding in the point where he can say Baruch Hu out loud, he really should say the Baruch Hu. If he's not holding over there, there's really no mile to him saying it over the. So and it's still the minhag is the one who says the Kaddish says the Baruch Hu. In America, you have a lot of times, you know, a person came late, he'll say Baruch Hu at the end on his own, you know, not specifically mitzad the person saying Kaddish. But again, really, there's no mile to him saying it unless he's holding. Say, a person came late by Ma'ariv, and he walked in right to hold a Mishmar Esrei. So the law is by Shacharis, you have to daven Keseder because you have to be master Gula Tefillah. By Ma'ariv, since in Gula Balayla, we hold that you flip around, that you do like Rabbi Shulman Levi, and you flip around and you would say Shmon Esrei first and then Birchus Kriyashma afterwards. So that person theoretically should say the Baruch Hu after Ma'ariv and then he'll continue with the Birchus Kriyashma. He'll say the first Baruch Hu, Birchus Kriyashma out loud. That would be the correct, I'll be the minig of the Takana of Parashal Shema. That would be the proper thing to do. I've not seen that being done. Fine. Simen Kuf Lamedalek. Now, what's interesting over here, it talks about the first part talks about the extra long tachon, which we say Mondays and Thursdays, and then it talks about the dinim of Hagbo. Because the purpose of Hagbo is to show the ksav to the tzibur. By the stardom, they actually do it before they before they lay. They take the tzibur out, they open it up, and they show everybody. And that's really the Hagbo, which you know. So that's why in the order of the Shulchan Aruch, this is we have this, and we'll have Kriyashma, we'll have lightning afterwards. And we would have expected to have this after lightning, but the Shulchan Aruch wrote the order, and their order Hagbo was done beforehand.
And actually, you see that too.
By Ashkenazim?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, there's some shuls that are mixed, like in Malay Dimim, they have a lot of shuls that are mixed.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Ashkenaz shuls, mm-hmm. Purely Ashkenaz that he followed. Mm-hmm. Eretz Yisrael has a lot of different things that
they're really not Nusach Ashkenaz.
For example, a lot of it is the Groz.
Right. Saint Ketuma
Ketores. It's a mix of
Ketores on weekdays.
Right.
What's
that? Same. Well, that's the Magen Avraham says to do, really. They really should do that. That's really the Magen Avraham says to do
but,
that.
But in some shuls, they do it after Aleinu.
Oh, yeah.
They do Aleinu, and first they do. I think they do Aleinu, and then the Yom.
Yeah.
Almost left. Like Ashkenaz, and then do it. Then they do Aleinu after that.
Right. Okay. Seder.
I've never seen two shuls in Eretz Yisrael do things exactly the same way as each other yet. Everything is different than the one before. So.
You know, well, let's hold it here because we're going to start. We're not going to finish over here. Let's hold it here. Sebastian, so again, there's no shir tomorrow night and there's no shir Monday night. So Tuesday night. Tuesday night will be 7:45 mincha. We'll learn at 8:00, and we'll pick up with some in Kuf Lamadal.